Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Good day to you. Thank you so much for joining me on Tax FM 107.2. It is your favorite local campus radio station. I am joined today by Musawenko Sindlovu, who is the director of Omati Group. He's a passionate and driven individual. Musawenko Sindlovu is a qualified landscape technician with a love for gardening and green industry at large, with a national diploma in landscape technology from the University of Cape Peninsula University of Technology, also known as CPUT. By many people. He went to work in the industry where he gathered hands-on industry knowledge, which is then later used to start Omati Group. He is now the growing Omati Group into a world-class brand, which will be almost the best landscaping company in the country. He joins me. Musa Wenkosi, good day to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you, sir?
Great, thanks. Look, let's just start with the name. Where did the name come from? Because a lot of people might look at the name, at the branding on your website and think, OH, Marta Group, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, actually, how the name came about is initially I wanted to have an expression that people had when they saw the gardens or exterior designs that we have done for them. And that was the initial idea of O Multi Group. So that was the expression, the O that people would say. However, there is also a more technical explanation to it, which says the O represents Mother Earth. It represents nature. It represents the plants. And then the H, in its rigidity, represents the humans. And together, they represent our living together and how we've lived together and how we've come together as both nature and humans.
Wow. That's very interesting. It's interesting to hear how these names come about. Now, moving towards your business, what exactly are you offering the market?
What we are offering is design and installation with respect to landscaping, garden design and installation. It is maintenance. It is turf, grass, and specialized maintenance. It is also in the future, what we would like to have is also a nursery where we'll be supplying all our clients with plants as well.
Sounds like quite a handful of offerings that you have there. And I imagine you're targeting residential, commercial properties?
Yes, sir. Our target market currently, or our largest market at the moment, is residential complexes and residential estates. However, we would love to move into other market segments such as office parks, such as malls, such as the hospitality industry, which comprises of the hotels, the hotel industry, and also the mining industry that we would like to go into. However, we do realize that some of these markets need an extensive bit of knowledge and an extensive bit of profile. So we started off with the residential complexes and estates as our profile building and our market that we used to come in.
Fascinating. Wondering, why did you start this business outside of the passion?
Outside of the passion.
Or is it really the passion that drove you into this business?
Look, initially, yes, it was the passion. And secondly, I would have to say I saw a gap, you know.
Very important.
After working for various other companies, before I started the company, before O Multi Group started, I think I just saw a gap where a lot of middle-class residential estates and complexes have been overlooked, you know, and not really given professional services. And that is how I then thought I would rather than get in and take the opportunity.
Certainly a part of the big entrepreneurial journey is that opportunity, and I'm glad you discovered it, because, you know, this then informed the birth of O Marty Group. So certainly excited about that. Tell us a little bit about Black Umbrellas. How did you hear about them, and why did you join their incubation program?
Sure. Black Umbrellas, I heard about it when I was attending a class at the NYDA, the Youth Development Agency. And a lady by the name of Zanelle came to present what the Black Umbrellas were about.
Yeah.
And I was very interested, because at the time I was seeking for an incubation hub and I was seeking for growth. And I think it just spoke to me with respect to them promoting and growing Black businesses, and obviously helping with respect to the structuring of the business and creating it and making sure that it is a noticeable and well-functioning brand. And that's why I actually just joined, and I liked the vision that they had.
Certainly, I agree with that as well. I think they're doing a lot of good work, particularly in that front. Wondering, additional assistance, what additional assistance have you received from Black Umbrellas at this point?
Look, besides the tangibles, that being the office and the mentoring, I think the one other thing is getting assistance with respect to education. So business education, in a sense, where there is a lot of classes that one attends and one does in order for you to understand the business more in depth. And also, I mean, opportunities such as this one, for going to radio interviews, and also having other big companies and corporates that they've partnered with come in and give talks.
Sure.
You know, that has also been very beneficial.
Your advice to other businesses that are in search of support?
Don't waste time. I think the most important thing is for us to get our businesses in the right framework, you know. And so if one is an emerging business, I would say do not waste time. If you are in need of assistance, then please do go and reach out to organizations such as the Black Umbrellas in order for your business to grow. And I mean, in order for you to grow as an individual as well.
Absolutely. Talking about time is moving. Time is never constant. And Mike, I'm curious to find out in the next couple of years, where would you love to see your business move to?
I think at the moment, what has happened is that within our industry, there is a body that regulates our work, which is the South African Landscape Institute. And coming off of winning a few awards in August, I think the idea in the next few years is to grow as a brand, grow the quality of work that we produce, grow the quality of clientele that we service as well. And then once we have gotten there, tap into those different market segments that one has mentioned previously.
Amazing. You talk about awards that you received recently. Would you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, sir. We received two awards. They're from one site, which is Hurlingham Close, which is a residential estate that we manage at the moment. And one was a silver award for the type of services that we have provided throughout. And the other one was a trophy award, which was for the best novice entry.
Wow.
For the year of 2020.
Congratulations. Hopefully we'll pick up more. You'll pick up more trophies in the years to come.
Ah, thank you very much.
Amazing. Talking about trophies, people certainly want to deal with the best of the best, and your company is certainly one of the best. How can people get in touch with you to get some of your offerings?
Look, at the moment, people can use our email address, which is info@omultigroup, spelled O-H, multigroup, one word, .co.za. Or alternatively, they can get us on our cell phone, which is 07111437776. The other one is to have a look at our website.
Wonderful. That's certainly helpful. I'm sure certain people will be reaching out to you. I mean, if I had a house, I'd certainly be, hey, look, I might need some help in my garden, you know. So I'm sure you would be getting some responses pertaining to that. My last thoughts really around the youth. Any advice to the youth that would love to get into entrepreneurship?
The one piece of advice that I would have, you know, because I'm also still learning in this entrepreneurial journey, the one piece of advice that I would have is whoever wants to get in, they have to have endurance, you know.
Sure.
Because it is definitely not easy. However, from what I have seen, very rewarding.
Rewarding it is indeed. Well, thank you so much, Musa Wenkosi Dlovu, the director of Omulti Group. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, sir.
Wonderful. That is certainly the depth of knowledge and passion coming through about the landscaping space, which is certainly a lucrative one, but also one that is necessary if you have a residential property or even a commercial property. Those are the companies that one would call upon. So that's certainly the insights from the director, Musa Wenkosi Ndlovu, who joined me today here on TaxFM 107.2.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's black businesses together.